Police in Norway are questioning Anders Behring Breivik for the second time today. He's the man who's confessed to killing at least 76 people in a bombing and shooting last week.
Investigators are still trying to determine if there were others involved in this plot. Breivik will also be examined by psychiatrists. His lawyer has claimed that Breivik is insane.
Meanwhile, the violence has touched off a new debate about immigration in Norway. About 11% of Norway's population is made up of people born outside the country. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, the fast-growing Muslim population is testing Norway's reputation as a haven for those seeking a better life.
Greenland is the name of an Oslo neighborhood inhabited by many immigrants. There are a few indigenous Norwegians, but they rush by. Many women shopping at grocery stores wear the hijab. At this cafe, run by a Lebanese, the customers are only men, several Arabs, and many Somalis. They don't like to talk into a tape recorder, but they will say they were shocked by the July 22nd attacks. And they're also relieved that the confessed perpetrator was a Norwegian, not a Muslim. Their main concern is to keep a low profile. The atmosphere changes sharply in a nearby square. It's lined with trendy shops, sushi bars, and outdoor restaurants. Here we meet Erik Lundesgaard, a member of the Conservative Party, currently in opposition. He says integration is the key to immigration.
Integration, to some extent, means being more Norwegian, but you know, Norway is a quite homogeneous country.
But that thought would seem to echo the ideas propagated by Anders Breivik in his 1,500-page screed against Muslims and multiculturalism.
I believe that many of his, you know, his thoughts are quite about the multicultural society and about the political correctness is quite common.
Quite common.
When Lundesgaard leaves, Yassim Mansour, a Tunisian, rushes up to us and tells us how hard it is for an immigrant to live in this society.
When they show the apartments, you go there with 16 other Norwegians, they take the Norwegian one. And this is a fact. Here when I'm at work, if I'm going to pray, I am Muslim, I have to hide myself. And don't tell nobody. If they ask me, where have you been, I say, I've been in the toilet.
Mansour says integration should not mean that he has to lose everything about his cultural identity. Large-scale immigration began in Norway in the 70s. At first, many Norwegians worried foreigners could take away their jobs. But since Norway became very rich thanks to oil and there are virtually no jobless, the debate shifted to the more insidious terrain of cultural differences. The number of immigrants has more than doubled since 1995, and growing tensions have led to more division. Indigenous Norwegians have increasingly fled neighborhoods inhabited by immigrants, citing worsening educational standards in public schools. And, says Iranian-born human rights activist Ali Esbati, the notion began to circulate that Muslims in particular, because of their religion, cannot become good Norwegians.
This new kind of right-wing milieu, the Eurabia literature, the idea that the West is being taken over, these kind of ideas have been very marginal until quite recently, but they've moved more and more towards the center of things, towards the main public discourse, and that's the real problem, I think, for long-term social development.
But sociologist Thomas Erickson hopes something positive will emerge from last week's tragedy, that people here will treat each other with more respect and more recognition.
So that it becomes more difficult for people on the right wing to generalize in pejorative terms about Muslims and be concerned about the fact that we do have an emerging multicultural society here and that everybody needs to have a place in it, that we have to create that sense of solidarity among the whole population and loyalty among the immigrants.
As the country emerges from shock and an intense period of mourning, Norwegians, indigenous and not, will have to engage together in dialogue, not in confrontation. Sylvia Poljoli, NPR News, Oslo.